Welcome everyone to another empowering episode of the Mindset Matrix.
The seekers of growth and the champions of change.
Prepare to unlock the limitless potential within.
Let's go.
Good morning, Wasi.
Good morning, Shaheen. Hola.
Hola. How are you, my friend?
Doing well, man. Love our Wednesdays.
Wednesdays, new intro, Mindset Matrix in full effect. We are super excited for our new relaunch. Value is what we want to do, but it's been a lot of fun. Well, we know with your channel, Wasi, you're teaching a lot of people a lot of new words. Do you have a new word for today for us? Was that it? Edification?
Yeah, edify, which is to learn and elevate someone or yourself.
Fantastic. For all those listening, edification or edify. But it's been super exciting, guys, working out new logos. We've gone with the lion, a symbol of strength, a symbol of courage. And it's just, I feel, represents everyone this day and age that is trying to empower themselves and move forward. So we are looking forward to dropping a lot of value, a lot of things that I feel that I guess can change your life and help you take those steps to growth. I mean, we're still here, and I mean, the topic of today is going to be about something specific in crypto. We're still here talking about crypto. We're still DJs, NFTs. We love it, guys. It's not changing, but we're just adding a lot more value into that.
100%. And it all starts with your mental state every morning when you wake up and when you want to do that day. And that's sort of the secret sauce that just can, you know, take you to limitless places.
Yeah, I think so. Me and Wasi have been talking lately. There's a book we've both read it. I'm currently reading at the moment, Atomic Habits, all about habit stacking. And guys, I strongly recommend that you check out this book. Go read it. I'm currently into chapter 3 at the moment. But one thing I can just say, guys, is when you read the book, make notes. Make notes all the way through. Not in the book. Get a pen, get a paper, buy another book. Make all the notes, do the exercises, and you will see those habits change. I'm in awe already as to how much, I guess, more potential I have, how things are working, how fast they're working. One of the things, for example, has been the daily checklists. They've been absolutely life-changing, guys. Pretty much, as you know, I myself run multiple businesses. It's very hard staying on top of everything, and Wasi, he definitely can relate. But I created a daily checklist, and it was pretty much on Canva, where every single checklist was a particular business or something, whether it was self-improvement. And I just put things down like making my bed. You know, wake up every morning, make my bed, listen to a 10-minute inspirational podcast. I'll put a link to that, guys, for you as well. Then it's, you know, your normal things you need to do, shower, brush your teeth, all that type of stuff. I don't really write those things down, but, you know, on the personal growth, there's 30 minutes of reading every day. Then it's my businesses, everything I need to do. And I feel that that has set me into like this hyperdrive state. I mean, Wasi, I know you've been working on the same thing at the moment. How's your checklists? Like, have you found that it's a bit of a superpower?
It is. It is. And you got to put in the reps. And part of it was actually going back to basics, wake up earlier, you know. So my target now is 5:30 in the morning. That gives me a good 3 hours before I can start my IRL life. But at the end of the day, you gotta order and prioritize and not neglect the things that are going to get you there. And that's exactly where the habit stacking comes in handy. Great book by James Clear.
Yeah, fantastic book. And I'm glad you brought up the waking up early. I think that's definitely one thing that's changed my life. Waking up 5 o'clock in the morning, you move mountains. There's no ifs or buts about it. And a little tip, guys, I want you to check out binaural beats, listening to 40 hertz frequency. It is known to put you in a hyper-focused state. I've been playing around with it, Ross. I know you've been playing around with it. It's quite magic. Funny. It's amazing, isn't it? I feel that you chuck binaural beats on. And guys, you can just go onto YouTube and just type in 40 hertz binaural beats. You'll find it, whatever one pops up. But it was funny, the first time I put it on for the first 5 minutes, it was tough. It was this white noise that was very annoying. And I remember it was like 45 minutes later, the phone rang and I nearly fell off my chair. So it's become a practice for me because I was very much of the mind frame that you know, if I'm working away, I'm going to listen to a podcast and I'm double stacking and I'm intaking this, that. It just doesn't work. If I need to be in depth into a project, it's 40 hertz binaural beats. I hyper focus on my task, and now I reserve listening to podcasts when I drive. You know, I habit stack it in that way. So guys, check that out. Anyways, back to the episode today. Wasi, I need that BTC update. A few weeks ago, you were saying that Bitcoin was on the way to 40K. Last week, we were in the 30s, the very low 30s. How are we looking today?
29,180. So we are on definitely on our way down, but you got to zoom out. And now we're at a stage where a couple of things are going to impact this. So this week, if we need to wait until the week is through, but we might even go further down. Some people are saying, okay, the next logical buffer or lane is 28K. But then depending on a couple of the news, we can shoot back up and get a God candle or something like that, you know? And really, to put into context, what the rumor has it that the US government is going to dump some BTC that they were able to confiscate from cyber crime. And they've done this a few times in the past. And when that happens, usually Bitcoin takes a hit depending on how they do it. So there's a lot of murmurs around that. And the other thing, of course, is the ETF. So in 2 weeks' time, we'll know. It's a 50-50 toss coin, flip of a coin, I mean. That will flood trillions of dollars into Bitcoin, which definitely will get us to 40K.
Big stuff going on, Wasi. I mean, not looking good that we're down, but guys, it's all about your investment strategy. We've said that a lot of times. People that bought Bitcoin when it dropped to 17,000 are still sitting pretty. People that bought Bitcoin at 30,000 might be a little bit frustrated. So do your own research, take your time. I have full faith in Bitcoin. It's the number one cryptocurrency. And just to give you an idea, I was sitting, Wasi, over the weekend just with a friend, and we were looking at the screenshots of the history on CoinMarketCap. And coming back from 2013 all the way back down to today, we found that Bitcoin was still in the top five. A lot of different coins, Namecoin, all these type of coins are not to be seen. I truly believe it is Bitcoin and Ethereum that will always be our market leaders. So look at the history, guys. Though those that do not know their history will always be doomed to repeat it. Remember that. Write it down. It's very important. But guys, we wanted to chat a little bit today about the fiasco that's happening with Celsius. The CEO has been arrested, sued. Wasi, I know you've been really following this quite deeply and you know what's going on. I personally, guys, have not. So Wasi, I'd love for you to just give us a quick update and tell us, you know, what's going on with Celsius?
Yeah, and just to set the scene, the reason we picked this story this week is really the key takeaway from this episode is have a serious think about security. You know, don't be a victim of scam and fraud. And today we're gonna zoom into a crypto lending firm called Celsius that did exactly that, and now they're being sued. The CEO has been arrested. To be fair, this happened July 13th. He actually got arrested, but I hear he's out on bail and, of course, innocent until proven guilty. But the point here is just the blatant lies that have been uncovered from this. And it really serves as a reminder when you're about to consume any product or service, whether it be it in Web 2 or Web 3.
You know, we have these conversations quite often. There's different ways that people purchase cryptocurrencies. You buy through exchanges, people are buying through DEXs. I believe MetaMask might even have a function that you can use Apple Pay or a credit card to just onboard straight on there. But if it's not your keys, it's not your coins. We've seen so much from the FTS fiasco, my apologies. Leverage, having access to these funds, Wasi. I mean, I feel exchanges really rode this bull run up. Didn't really have the financial know-how maybe or the knowledge. I don't know. Where did all this break down?
Great question. And to be honest with you, if Luna didn't collapse, these guys will probably be still at it. You know what happened? I mean, for 5 years, they got established in 2018, big promises, you know, t-shirts that say, you know, unbank yourself. You know, at a peak of the end of 2021, these guys were in charge of $25 billion in assets. That's a huge number. you know? And then Luna happens and it puts a $1 billion hole in their fake numbers. And then 1 month later, they filed for bankruptcy. And the crazy thing about this, as we unpack it a little bit more, is during that process, Alex Mishansky got on YouTube and actually lied. Like, he's like, yep, we even if there will be no bank run, et cetera, et cetera. There were seven charges, and we'll give you a bullet points on those now, you know. But that the essential point here we're trying to make is DYOR, right? As attractive as something like 18% yield, which is what these guys were offering back, slow down, look at the fine print, maybe look into the founder. There were some people that actually, as soon as this guy started going viral, they picked it. They actually picked it. They said, this guy's history is shady. We found lies in the past, and we believe that once a liar, always a liar. And this was back in 2019, it was called, but nobody listened.
Well, it's just crazy. You can't escape the internet. We've seen a lot of Netflix documentaries. I think it was Don't F With Cats. I'm pretty sure that was the one where the internet sleuths went through and tracked down everything. But people don't listen. I found cryptocurrency was just such a gold rush, that crazy mentality where, you know, everyone was just not doing their research, not doing anything. I hear crazy APRs, APYs, and I hear these super conviction on why this isn't going to zero. And then things like this happen and it shakes the core.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I find it bullish that all these things have happened, yet we're still here. We see people hit spam links that just drain their wallets. We're seeing people putting money on exchanges that they can't get it out. We're seeing the banks telling you where you can and can't put your money. So I say it to a lot of people, if you're really against the man, decentralization, blockchain technology, you should be all over it. This should be your jam.
I'm glad you brought that up, Shaheen, because I want to begin with the end in mind. Why did we pick this topic today? Well, the key lesson learned, hopefully, for all our listeners, and thank you all for listening, by the way, 53 countries and counting. But the point is, this story is a failure of individuals, not an industry or crypto. Like, do you remember Enron? Had nothing to do with crypto. These are individuals acting fraudulently. And this story happens to be from crypto. I just want to remind because this is a life skill. It's not like if you're into crypto, worry about this sort of stuff. This is happening every day. And to scare you even more, or maybe bring it front of mind, even if you do all the right things with your multi-factor authentication for your banking app and things like that, I want to run a scenario by you. If somebody that works in a telco does a SIM swap, you're screwed. Right? So we're even trusting, you know, legitimate businesses with our data. This goes to Facebook. This goes to ChatGPT. It's a broader issue we have here that everybody now and your children that are on the internet all the time, you got to have this front of mind, because you don't want the wrong data to get out. It is your data and you are actually trusting companies with that data. Now, shifting into Web3, where you are now a trailblazer, you're doing all this sort of stuff by yourself, you know. And back to Shaheen's point, not your keys, not your wallet. I know a lot of people that have purchased Bitcoin through an exchange, whether it's a SEX or a DEX, a centralized or a decentralized. But if they have custody of where that Bitcoin is sitting, that's exactly what things like Celsius can do. Oh, we're going bankrupt. We've frozen all the assets. You cannot withdraw.
And we've seen it numerous times.
Yeah, 100%. And this is the key takeaway. And that's why I wanted to just make sure everybody's still engaged, because this is not a crypto story. This is a protect yourself and your wealth and your family story. Yeah.
100%. And guys, if you have Bitcoin and ETH excess amounts sitting on an exchange, get a ledger. You know, put it on the ledger, put it in the safe. That way it's in a hardware wallet. You own it. It cannot be taken.
100%. But yeah, let's bullet point through this, the charges. And this is a funny, it's almost like a comedy. You know, of course, we empathize with the people that lost a significant amount of money. But let's take you through the series of lies, because this could be a script for a Netflix show. You know, the first thing they did from inception, ICO figures were not right. They said that they had funding $50 million. But the true figure was actually $32 million. There was a big hole of $18 million from the get-go. That surfaced in all the documents and the charges brought against them. And just to set the scene, it's not one government entity that's going after these guys. There's actually five different departments. We're talking FBI, we're talking FTC, CFTC, SEC, a lot of acronyms there. So this is a high-scale fraud that went down. Now, the second thing is they lied about profitability. So they got, they started operating in 2018, and as soon as the next balance sheet, 2019 and 2020, were bogus figures already. So it's not like they actually, were bad managers or things like that. It was from the get-go that stuff started happening. Then you have the magnitude of the possible jail sentence, and 115 years is what this guy is looking at, because there's securities fraud, there's commodity fraud. The one I want to talk about now is wire fraud. That's when you get on social media, that's when you make statements eyeballing your audience and outright lying. You know, that's wire fraud. But then the icing on the cake, or, what makes 99% of people think they're guilty, is the manipulation of the price of sell, which is a big, big no-no in all the laws from all the departments that we spoke about just now. And it what happened is not only the CEO, the CTO and others, they were manipulating the price of sell, CELL. If you know anything about DeFi, most DEXs and things like that and lenders have their own native token, right? So they were secretly buying and selling these, manipulating the price, and then reporting to the holders that, look, that, we have a lot of buys, a lot of investments, a lot of things like that. That's outright lying and a conspiracy, to manipulate price. So there's some serious allegations, not new by any means. There's more of these stories coming, although these legal proceedings take forever. I mean, FTX and SBF, he's still not sentenced. This has been going on for nearly a year. But we wanted to bring it to your attention. And, before we wrap up, just give you some tips and tricks in your everyday life.
Yeah, I think that's really important. Cybersecurity, we're seeing endless scams at the moment. Obviously, we have AI coming through, people taking voices. It's just getting to a point where you have to take this seriously. You got to be really cautious, especially if you come into the crypto world to play around. Do your due diligence first. Make sure you get the proper hardware wallets. If you need to go with an exchange, go for a reputable exchange. For example, we were with Swift. The reason we were with Swift, they were an Australian company. There was a phone number I could call and talk to someone. That was huge. We no longer trade on exchanges, as most of you know. We're pretty much on DEXs all the time. But yeah, take this stuff seriously, guys. We want to bring all this to the forefront. So guys, make sure you check out our episodes, even our previous episodes where we talk in depth about memes and all that different stuff. But we want to take you on the journey, and we're super excited to have you guys along. It's Wasi, it's Shaheen, it's the Mindset Matrix, and we'll catch you guys soon.